Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Soak in the sunshine with the return of Pelican's seasonal beer, Pelicano. Available in clear glass bottles for refreshment you can see.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Monday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Today is Cinco de Mayo. Why don't you celebrate Cinco de Mayo with Pelican Brewing's Mexican Lager, Pelicano, bright, crisp, and brewed for good times. It's the ultimate fiesta refreshment. Go grab some Pelicano on your way home. Joining us now is Dan Wetzel, ESPN senior writer, New York Times bestselling author, at Dan Wetzel on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. Dan, good morning to you, man. Thanks for the time out here in Portland. We wanted to talk to you about your Belichick article, and then this morning you just go about breaking a little bit of college football. News. We got a coach getting suspended. So tell the listeners, like, what is he getting suspended for, and how does game three and game four of the season make sense?
Yeah, Sherrone Moore, the Michigan head coach, is expected to get suspended by the school. So a self-imposed penalty amidst the Connor Stallions advanced scouting scandal, or whatever we want to call it, case. So the NCAA accused more of a level two violation of not cooperating because he initially deleted a string of texts between him and Stallions off his phone. Now, those are retrievable, so they're sort of deleted, but they found them. There's really no incriminating information in them, but they were charged him with the like failure to cooperate kind of thing. I don't want to say specifically. So,
yeah.
He said, you know, he was just angry at Connor Stallions and deleted it. So anyway, they're going to, the NCAA hasn't ruled, but Michigan can, you know, self-impose things to try to curry favor with the NCAA or hope that this will do it. The games three and four, opposed to game one and two, right? If you're suspended two games, you think it'd be the first two games. Schools do this. They try to pick and choose. The big thing for Moore is the second game is Michigan at Oklahoma. He is an Oklahoma graduate, played offensive line for the Sooners. My guess, I do not know, but my guess is he had great interest in coaching in Norman. And so they're going with games three and four against Central Michigan and at Nebraska, opposed to that. So will it work? The NCAA could still come in and hit him with a longer suspension, other penalties. There's going to be some recruiting penalties which probably don't matter too much anymore. But that's where we're at with Michigan. So games three and four, no Sherrone Moore is what's expected.
If I was asked Dan Wetzel, now that he's probably going to get suspended, we'll figure out the games. You mentioned some recruiting stuff. This story largely coming to a wrap after the initial Connor Stallions doing some shady stuff for Michigan. How would Dan Wetzel categorize the Michigan championship season, given all the information we've collected since they won it and all this stuff came out?
Newsworthy. That's what I would call it from my perspective. They were clearly breaking the NCAA rule on scouting, or the spirit of the rule, if you will, by what they were doing, you know, filming sidelines and stuff like that. I was never a huge believer that it was that big of an advantage, because almost every team's got 95% of each other's signs. Everyone steals the signs and all that. You can call up the coaches that played the week before and say, what signs did you steal while you were sitting there watching the game? And they can tell you, and that is allowable by the culture, but this isn't. So I kind of always related a little more to Deflategate. It sounded like a big deal and everyone went crazy and said Tom Brady's a cheat and all that. Then he won four more Super Bowls. So I still think Michigan won the national title, whatever, but that doesn't mean they're innocent. Yeah. Just to me, the advantage is not nearly as significant as maybe people want to do it. Plus, it got uncovered halfway through the season. So, Ohio State, Penn State, Alabama, all those schools all knew and were able to adjust.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it didn't impact those games. Dan Wetzel is our guest, ESPN senior writer, New York Times best-selling author, at Dan Wetzel on Twitter. You came out with a piece late last week that we found interesting. We certainly talked about it a lot, and that is this Bill Belichick girlfriend story is just wild. It's kind of come out of left field, where at first it was a little awkward and uncomfortable in terms of the age, and now a lot of the details are coming out following the fallout from that CBS interview a few weeks back. You took a different spin on it, though, in the history of Belichick. So I'm just curious how you kind of view that story and the way that it has evolved and how this is going to play into, from the sports side of things, how it impacts North Carolina going forward.
Yeah, I was really right in the sports side of it. Look, it's obviously, anytime you have a 49-year age difference in a relationship, it's going to be intriguing, interesting, newsworthy, all of that. All fair game. No one really saw that coming out of Belichick to have this sort of situation. And now she's 24. She's active on social media. This is a guy who used to call it face mask, and he had all these jokes about how dumb social media is. Now he's like posing for Instagram Halloween photo. It's something, man. It's something.
Yeah.
If people are like, "Hey, this is elder abuse. He can't coach the team. North Carolina should fire him." Let's slow on that. This guy, we just talked about Deflategate, right? They won a Super Bowl after Deflategate. Then when they suspended Tom Brady, they won another one. Spygate, they went 16-0. Aaron Hernandez is standing trial for murder. They win a Super Bowl. He loves fights, feuds, controversy. Like, people are like, this is a distraction. Like, this guy's entire life is a distraction. I don't know whether Bill Belichick's going to win at North Carolina or not. I just don't think this is going to matter because he's got this girlfriend and he posed for, she interjected into a CBS Sunday morning interview. Football-wise, this is probably the greatest coach in the history of football, or one of them, and he has always operated in mayhem. He seems to enjoy it and seek it, so I'm not too worried about that with him.
Well, she is a distraction for many. He's already seeking new PR, according to a report. So obviously, yeah. I think the CBS thing did make
use new PR. Yeah. No question.
Yeah. Final one for you, because we know you got to go, and we appreciate the time here. We may not know how many wins they get. What's your best bet, though? Like, we talk about the greatness of Belichick. The NFL said thanks, but no thanks. No more. College giving him the chance here. What is realistic in your estimation for North Carolina this year in the ACC?
You know, it probably not. I don't know what his roster is. There's so many transfers and all of that. But I would say, you know, can he win an ACC title there over the next, like, 3 years? I would say that would be maybe the cap. And make a playoff. I mean, he is an exceptional teacher of football. He's as good as anyone's ever been. It's the in-game moments. And those are things that college coaches lack often, right? How do you handle, you know, the guy take a knee? You know, guys have, like, not failed to take a knee and lose a game. Maybe a coach that people know in Oregon. That stuff's not going to happen. And he's used to the transitional nature of a roster, right? So you look at a guy like Malcolm Butler, made one of the most famous plays in the Super Bowl. You know, he's a guy they just pick up off the street that year, and they're training him to read the right thing and make the move. Can he do that? I'm fascinated by Belichick in North Carolina. Yeah. Do I think they can win, like, a national title? No, college football is really hard. And it's really hard when you don't have built-in advantages, and North Carolina does not have all those. But I think they can be very successful, and it's going to be interesting to see. I just don't think Jordan Hudson is going to be a big factor in this. But, again, I could be proven wrong. But I think the Belichick story is interesting enough. And now, you know, I thought he was the most interesting person in college football. Now she is.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Well, hey, you slip in a Mario Cristobal dig in an interview in Oregon, you're going to get a round of applause here. That's well done. Dan Wetzel, ESPN senior writer, New York Times best-selling author. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Dan Wetzel. Appreciate the time in Portland, man. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.